Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome everyone to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church on this lovely day. And thank you for coming out to worship God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A few announcements. You can take your red pad, sign it, pass it down, your name, that type of information. If you got a change of address or email, cell phone, you can fill out an I Wish card and we'll make sure that we see it. Missional process team will meet this Wednesday, May 4th at 7 p.m. It's being approved now for a baptism for K. James Turner, that's Katrina, and Jeremy Turner's son, born just not too long ago. And so we look forward to doing that, and we'll have the baptismal font set up, and excited about getting to do a baptism. We're getting new candles, so if you'd like to make a donation of $30 per hymnal, and you can read about information if you'd like to dedicate it or in memory. If you write a check, be sure to put in the memo part hymnal, so it goes straight to that. Treasurer Dave Slover has resigned his position effective at the end of this year, so we're looking for a new treasurer. Dave's done a wonderful job. He's been doing a couple of years now, and we're just thankful that he was interested in doing it. Valley Gardeners, you can sign up. They've already been plowing that up, tilling it up, so it's getting ready to go, fixing the fence and the gates. Food bank, we're no longer accepting food purchases, so you can give a donation and write your check to the church and then put on there food bank, and we'll make sure that it gets to it. That's the deacons that take care of that. Crestwell Senior Day that BJ's been going to for years for Wednesday, May the 4th, if you'd like to go. There's information on the back, or you can talk to BJ Morrison yourself. And always need scripture readers. I just love having you do that, being a part of the service. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Opening hymn of praise, Have Faith in God, 408. Thank you. Let our worship continue with the prayer of confession you find printed in your bulletin. Dear Heavenly Father,
we love you. We praise you for the promise of eternal life. Forgive us when we let the problems of this life overwhelm us. Remind us that we are to cast our anxiety and fear upon you. Help us to remember that the Holy Spirit is with us every day. Help us to have a peaceful mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for our personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let's take a moment and greet one another.
Terrible.
Thank you, choir. That was beautiful. And that was based on the psalm that we're going to read. Responsive reading is 714, Psalm 139. If you read it, you'll notice the similarities. Psalm 139, 714, the back of your hymnals. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord.
Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them.
Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
By the elder on the door, come forth with any praise requests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning, Tom, Balbeck, and Mabe are asking for prayer for a friend of theirs and a co-worker of Tom's. His name is Dave Harper. Dave is in his 30s, and he's had a stroke. Kathy Seggy is asking for prayers for her aunt, Tracy Swedko. Her cancer took over and is now in palliative care hospice. Be in prayer that she stays comfortable and keeps her faith strong. And then we do have a couple praise requests this morning. This one from Kathy Seggy also, for her uncle, Michael Swedko. His stage 4 cancer and esophageal cancer is currently in remission. Prayers, this continues and he regains his appetite and strength. And also for AJ's daughter, Andrea Miller, Suzanne wrote that she has no cancer, and praise God for the power of prayer.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are your children. And the scriptures teach us to cast our anxieties, our fears, our worries, our doubts upon you. To not let evil rob us of a peaceful mind. To not let fretting rob us of our peace. Help us, Lord, because we get caught up in life sometimes and we forget the real life is eternal life with you forever and ever in heaven. That we're here for a temporary time and we will go through our struggles, our ups and downs, our pains, our hurts. But always look to you, because you are there with us every day. Your Holy Spirit endues us. Thank you for that, Lord. As we lift up all the prayers of our individual prayers that we might pray every day, our families, our friends, our church, our city, our country, we lift these that are mentioned especially this morning for their prayers and their praise requests. We thank you. You are a great God. You are a good God, a holy God. You are wonderful. Remind us of that. And we thank you for this wonderful prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our screen song is With Eyes of Faith, very peppy song. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the cross of Christ, but we thank you that the grave could not hold Jesus, and he ascended into heaven. He sent back the Holy Spirit to be with his church, us. We thank you for that. And you have sent gifts that we can use to help our lives and help other people. And we can have ministry in our personal lives and here collectively as a church at Glenshaw Valley. Lord, thank you for your blessings. Help us to meet the challenges that you give, to reach out to other people, to touch their lives, and help them find Jesus so they can cast their anxiety and their fears upon him. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, and our friend. Amen.
Good morning. Today's reading comes from John 14, verses 1 through 6 and 27. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. and do not let them be afraid. Bless the reading and hearing.
I suspect that all of us long for inner peace in our lives. We don't want turmoil. We don't want anxiety. We don't want fear to come upon us. That's why John 14 is a favorite of so many people, especially when something is going on in their lives. They go back and can read this or learn it and quote it in times of trouble and anxiety and fear. It starts off, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Jesus says in verse 27 to his disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus wants us to have a peaceful mind. He wants us to be able to relax and cast our cares and anxieties upon him and believe that in the end everything works out for his glory. And the great thing about this passage is, even though we go through some troubles in this life, at the end, we ascend and we go into heaven with God, with Jesus Christ, with all the saints, all the family, all the friends that have gone before us. So our troubles sometimes, they seem like they're just extended and they will never get over, but they will. Sometimes in this life, sometimes we have to wait for the life to come. One Roman wrote to a national magazine saying that every year it seemed like that when her family would go on vacation, get on the highway, and I remember this happening to my family, travel so far, and in this one family, the woman would always say, I think I left the iron on. Have you ever thought that? Or I left the stove on, and you go back to the house, and you look, and maybe it's on. Usually, probably 99.9% of the time, it's not on. Well, this one family happened every year to them, and they would be many miles away from home, have to drive back and then start all over again. A family ritual. Well, one year they were on their way to out of Chicago for Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and sure enough, her mom gasped, I just think I left the iron on. Well, this time, instead of going all the way back home, the husband pulled over to the side of the road, got out of the car, went to the trunk, opened it up, you know what's coming, grabbed the iron, got back in the car, and handed it to his wife. I love that. I may have used that example before, but I just liked it so much. Because I know these things happen to all of us at times in our lives, even if we're not a born worrier, sometimes things come upon us and we begin to worry and it almost seems unnatural to us. But some people do seem to be born worrying. Some poet wrote, he worried about the weather, he worried about his health, he worried about his business, he worried about his wealth. She worried about the children, she worried about her clothes, she worried about the neighbors, she worried about her woes. They worried about their taxes. They worried about their pets. That's kind of mine. They worried about their future. They worried about their debts. They worried. Still they worried. They worried, but alas, they worried about a lot of things that did not come to pass. How many times in your life have you worried about something to the point that you make yourself sick and it never happens? And you put all that time in fretting and anxiety and worry, and it never even happened. Wasted time. Jesus was preparing his disciples for living in the world without his physical presence. He was going to go away. The words were spoken by Christ on Maundy Thursday. In a matter of hours, the disciples would have their world flipped upside down. This was the night before Jesus is going to the cross to suffer and die. And Jesus is trying to prepare his disciples, his apostles, for the kind of challenges that they would have to face with him gone, because he was always there. They always looked to him. But now they would, in essence, be on their own. They don't understand that the Holy Spirit is coming to help them. After all, these men are preparing, in a sense, to go into battle. They don't know it because many of them will suffer horrible deaths because of their loyalty to their friend, their Savior, their Lord, Jesus. They will need to be filled with the right stuff, if you will, to face the challenges that they will encounter. They would face gladiators and lions and swords and even crucifixions and even crucified upside down. Horrible deaths for their belief in Jesus. So Christ says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." You and I may not be facing the challenges that the apostles and other disciples were facing. We're not going to go ever into a gladiator pit. We're not going to be attacked by a lion. We're not going to be killed by a sword. And we're not going to be crucified. But we walk around burdened by many issues that affect many people. Just the common everyday things. How am I going to pay my taxes this year? Can I make the next house payment? Am I going to be laid off because others are being laid off and the economy not that great? Will I be able to save for my child's education? So I guess a lot of worries have been voting for Bernie so they can go send their kids to college free. We walk around burdened by many issues of life. And we all do it at times, but some people, it's a profession for them to worry, to fret, to have anxiety. Whatever our issue is, life happens, and when it does, sometimes it sends us into a tailspin, and we don't know what to do when we're floundering about. It's good to know that Jesus has already spoken peace into our situation. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. We don't need to sink into a mire of despair. Jesus has your well-being at heart. Romans 8:28 says that all things are going to work out eventually for our well-being, for our good, because ultimately God is in charge of our lives. We may not see it now, but we must believe that things will get better. The thing about hopelessness is that it makes us helpless because we can see no way out of a situation. I've been carrying a note around for years. A suicide note from a woman I dated back in the 70s. She felt hopeless and helpless, and she went to a motel room and she shot herself. I can't really hardly imagine, even though I've had despair at times in my life, that kind of overwhelming despair and hopelessness that would cause you, especially at a young age, to take your own life. Living in Christ's presence reminds us that there is hope, so we can keep moving forward and refuse to give up. In South Dakota, there was a community, and we've been seeing on television a lot of tornadoes lately. Well, this one hit this town, and it tore up the church, and it tore up a lot of buildings, and 6 people lost their lives. And just like when Glenshaw Valley Church was flooded, I came down here immediately, and Ernie McFadden was here, and we looked, and both of us had tears, and then we prayed, and then we went straight into the building and started trying to get rid of the water, and I started ripping up the carpet. I wanted to make sure Glenshaw Valley was built back up, that it would be here, and people would be able to find Jesus through this congregation. Well, this church, a lot of people gathered, and they were there with the pastor walking through. And then they looked over, and there was a statue of Jesus, like the one that I put up this morning, with his arms outstretched. And so that gave them the hope, that gave them the belief that they could rebuild, that things would get better. The white paint on the statue was nearly gone. Its arms were cracked. But one observer said, "I don't notice the damage, it's just so remarkable, so moving to me, with all the chaos around us,
to actually be able to see, in a sense, Jesus with those outstretched arms. I think that is our purpose for today as the church here at Glenshaw Valley, and our personal lives, to help point people to Jesus, that they can go into His loving arms, and He can wrap His arms around them, and He can help them find peace, the peace that passes all understanding the Bible talks about. Before Jesus left them, He gave His disciples what they needed most, peace. It was a peace that comes from knowing that no matter how serious and dire the situation is, they found themselves, Christ was still there to be with them. He was still their friend. He still loved them. He still cared for them. Their lives mattered to Jesus. Christ's peace will always be with us. That is the greatest good news that we will ever hear. No matter what our circumstances, the Lord Jesus Christ is with us. He did not abandon us through His death and through His ascension to heaven. I know that some of you are concerned about your future. You're worried about what will happen. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's growing older. Maybe it's about your parents. Maybe it's about a spouse. Maybe it's about your work. So many things can come against us to try to rob our peace. But I'm always reminded that the Bible says that Satan is the destroyer, and he wants to rob you of your peace, and Jesus wants to give you a sense of peace. The secret of abundant life is to entrust the future to God and to live only for today. There's a fable about a clock that meditated about its future. Of course, clocks can't meditate on their future, but it's a parable. It had just been purchased and placed into a farmhouse. As soon as it was wound for the very first time, and it came to life, and it began to tick, it began to worry about all the hard work that it had to do. It had to tick twice every second. That meant 120 ticks every minute, or 7,200 ticks every hour, or 172,800 ticks every day. And each year it would have to tick over 63 million times. Those kind of numbers was just too much for the clock, and it shut down. It passed out. Too much anxiety, too much fear. But when it came to again, this clock had an insight. It realized that it only had to tick one tick at a time, not two. And anyone can tick just once. This insight gave the clock a powerful injection of courage, and it went about its duty of ticking and keeping the time, which it's been doing for 25 years. Just one tick at a time. Some people say one day at a time. That's really all we have. Someone else put it this way. By the yard, life is hard. By the inch, it's a cinch. I like that. All too often we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by the thinking about what might happen in the future. What could come about? I read about our Jewish friends. I think sometimes people just have it in their DNA to worry. One of the stereotypes of Jews is they worry a lot, and I didn't put that much stock into it. I read about a book by Arne Ploeke entitled 14,000 Things for Jews to be Happy About. Well, they put this book for sale in the temple, let's say, if we had books for sale in the back of our church. It did not sell. It was a failure. So they went back and they remarketed it and changed the title to 14,000 Things That Could Go Wrong. It became a bestseller. It appears that many Jews like to worry about things. And we see that example sometimes on TV. But Christians are often in the same boat. I'm not sure that we're any better. I think it's not always a cultural thing, but just sometimes who we are as people. We need to hear the words that Jesus speaks to our hearts. Shalom, and one of the translations for that is peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. May you cast all your anxieties upon Jesus. He can handle them. And may God bless you. Amen. And while you're getting ready, and I'll announce the song, May 15th will be the last junior church until September. Just want to make sure that information gets out. Our hymn of response, It Is Well With My Soul, 493.
Sanctuary today. I hope hope at least while you were here, you felt a sense of peace. You were let your anxieties roll off your back, and you're able to cast them upon Jesus. I hope when you go back to your homes, back out into the world, you can do the same thing. And you can hold tight to Jesus, and you can cast your fears and your anxieties upon Him. And you can help others find the peace that passes all understanding through Jesus Christ. As you go from here, go in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.